Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. During Monday's Bad Axe School District's Board of Education meeting, it was announced plans are being made to honor veterans, and the evaluation form of the superintendent was distributed for Greg Newland. A Veterans Day program is planned for November 11th at 9:15 a.m. in the high school gymnasium as part of the event. Refreshments will be served at 8:30 a.m. in the cafeteria for veterans and their families, with the program to follow. The board each received a copy of the superintendent's evaluation tool with a brief discussion regarding the timeline for completion of next month. Under the state's new regulations, superintendents are to be evaluated on their performing their duties. In other matters, the 2024-25 audit was presented. The district received a clean, unmodified audit opinion, which is the highest level of assurance possible for the district's financial statements. And for Halloween's trick-or-treat, is just a few hours away, or one day and a few hours away, actually. The following is a list of candy hours candy will be handed out. Huron County are all going to be on October 31st. Bad Axe and Kindy is going to be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Bayport, Caseville, Fairhaven, Port Austin, and Sebring are going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. Harbor Beach is from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And Pigeon and Ubley is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And Port Hope is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. And in Lapeer County, also on the 31st, which is tomorrow, Elmont is at 6 to 8 p.m. Brown City is from 5 to 7 p.m. KPAC, Clifford, Davison, Imlay City, Lapeer City, North Branch, and Otter Lake are all from 6 to 8 p.m. Columbiaville is 5 to 7 p.m. Peck is from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Metamora is from 6 to 7 p.m. Goodrich from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Fostoria is from 6 to 7 p.m. And when we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb. Thumb Cellular.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the Federal Reserve announced another interest rate cut to stimulate a slowing economy. Chair Powell cited cool inflation and softening job growth in his remarks. Wall Street responded with modest gains after the announcement. Mortgage rates also ticked lower, offering a boost to homebuyers. Some economists warn of long-term risks. The Fed pledged to monitor economic data closely. And in our international news, archaeologists renewed debate over ancient Teotihuacan after new discoveries near Mexico City. Scientists uncovered glyphs that may reveal unknown details about the city's rulers. The sprawling ruins have long puzzled researchers. The find is seen as one of the most significant in years. Scholars hope the new evidence sheds light on daily life and governance. Academic debate is expected to intensify. And we do have one obituary to report for this hour. Judith Marie Ewald, 73, of Elkton, passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025, at McLaren Flint. Judy was born on March 24th, 1952, in Bad Axe, Michigan. Judy is survived by brother Jim Ewald, as well as many cousins, other family members, and friends. A funeral service for Judy will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 3rd, 2025, at St. Paul Methodist Church at 150 Main Street in Elkton, Michigan. Visitation will take place from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 2nd, at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Burial will be at the Riverside Cemetery in Elkton, and memorials may be made to St. Paul Methodist Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.